back to another episode on the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
It is Monday. No,
no
it is
it's not.
Thursday.
No, not even
say,
close. Not even close.
It is Thursday morning.
Don't you dare.
I've been like
Take
this
that
all
back.
Week.
I know you have. We've been off for some reason.
Monday or Tuesday.
I
thought it was Saturday.
Yeah. No, it's Thursday. We're next in line, Mike. We are next in line. Next in the muffin line, baby.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah, no kidding.
Looking forward to it.
It's, you know what, today, two things. National Pie Day. If you're a mathlete, you know, yay, it's your day. Or if you just like pie.
Yeah.
Has nothing to do with pie, but every restaurant in town thinks it does. And there are some specials. We can talk about those later on, some freebies, things like that.
Wow.
It's also National Potato Chip Day. Get what?
You know, I've been on this kick, on this, you know, working out, losing weight. This has been my New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And I'm sticking to it. And one of the things that I haven't had in, over 3 months.
Yeah.
Almost 3 months.
Right.
Is a potato chip.
There you go. I don't even keep them in my house. I can't. I don't even keep them in my house.
I saw an old wrinkled up bag in a basket we keep above the fridge where we would keep the chips.
Right.
And I pulled it out and I said, there's crumbs in there. I know.
Yeah. Oh, God, that's too funny.
And I said, no. No!
Yeah,
no!
Exactly.
And then the other shoulders.
Don't do it. No, don't do it.
A little bit of crumbs.
Don't do it. No. So, like I said, I don't even keep them in my house. I don't know how long it's been since I've had potato chips in my house.
I love potato chips.
If I eat them, if they're on a plate out, I might have a couple.
Right.
But I love them. I love them. That's why I can't. That's why I was a fat kid. And I just can't
just
anymore.
Just sitting down with a bag, ripping it open.
Yeah.
And just sitting there with a soft drink or something.
Because you can't eat. Because you can have a couple?
Yeah.
No.
No.
You're going to eat the whole flipping bag.
Oh, boy. Pie day, chip day. It's all the stuff.
I wish somebody would bring us a pie. That'd be real nice.
Well, Morty, maybe.
It'd be real nice.
A
cherry pie or an apple pie.
They're on the corner to that Marie Calendars.
Yeah, I know.
Don't we know somebody?
We do.
I think so.
We do.
Well, we have beer coming in later this morning.
Yeah, there you go.
Looking forward to that. I don't know where that, you know, places in the scheme of things today.
Oh, my gosh.
We have beer coming in this morning.
Yes.
Sunshine going to be nice. High in the low 60s. Same for tomorrow. Only about 44 outside right now. Carla will have her first take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Yeah, I've got a little more on that whole college admissions scandal.
All right, we'll get to that.
Like.
All right, more on that and other stories after Aerosmith and Crying.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Lori Loughlin and Felicity Huffman, they both basically turned themselves in yesterday over this whole college admissions scandal. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger and bigger. And the guy who started this whole thing was you know, stupidly brilliant the way he started this and handled the whole testing thing.
Wow.
Wow. At the time, and it was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
Now, something Lori Loughlin said in a 2017 interview I think you might like.
You know what I don't ever do? I never push my kids to. I always say, do the best you can. My husband, too, their dad, never. We were never like at school. You got to get straight A's. We were never those parents. We were always like, you know what? Give it your all. Do the best you can. In life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough.
Clearly.
I'm sorry, what? What? Really? Yeah. Yeah, exactly, Mike. Apparently you did not push your kids at all. At all. Just do the best you can. We'll get you into college. Don't you worry about it. Got mom and dad right here.
What's the worst of it?
Yeah.
I go to jail?
Yeah.
My advice failed.
That's how much
now
I love
I'm gonna
you.
Get you in.
Yeah. Yeah.
What was that, Lori?
In life, if you give it your all and you do the best you can, that's it. That's all you can do. And that's enough.
That's what my parents told me and did for me, Lori. Look what I'm doing, okay?
Yeah, wow.
Jeez, wow. Okay, by the way, her husband, if you've been into Target, Massimo, her husband, that is the Massimo brand. He's that designer. And,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, so I'm sure they're all going to probably pay a big fine and spend a little time in jail.
Oh, boy.
The list of inductors for the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, class of 2019, been announced. Harry Styles will induct Stevie Nicks. David Byrne will induct Radiohead. Trent Reznor will induct The Cure. Brian May from Queen will induct Def Leppard. I want you to hear all these because I think they're cool. Janelle Monáe will induct Janet Jackson. Susanna Hoffs will induct the Zombies. And wow. Simon Le Bon and John Taylor from Duran Duran will induct Roxy Music. These are cool because they also, they sometimes do something as well with that music. Right. I think it's really cool.
So who for Stevie Nicks? Styles?
Harry Styles.
How does that happen? I didn't even know they knew each other.
Pretty popular. If I know Stevie Nicks, she probably knows him pretty well.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And he's pretty popular. I'll be interesting to see how that pans out. But it's kind of cool, some of them, to hear somebody.
It's just a weird combination.
Yeah, well, some of them, yeah, okay. I suppose so. But
that one in particular. So.
Old, young and really and older, you know. Yeah. So who knows? And someone made a chart on Reddit. I find this fascinating. Showing women that Leonardo DiCaprio has dated. He's never dated a woman over 25.
Good for him.
Now he's, yeah. Is it, though? That's
How
the
old
question.
Is he?
44,
well,
and he's dating
terrible.
A girl right now that just turned 21.
Oh, boy.
So there's a thin line, guys, between creepy and heroic. I'm thinking that now he's falling on the creepy side.
Oh, he's getting near that side.
Don't sound creepy, you guys. He's 44. She's barely legal.
Okay.
That's my painfully deep take.
You know what? Whitesnake, believe it or not, Whitesnake has a new album coming out. It's called Flesh and Blood.
Yes, they do.
Normally when we feature a new track, new music, it's from some pop artist.
Right.
Not very often.
Oh, man.
A band that we play on the station.
Yeah.
Has new music coming out, but Whitesnake has it coming out. This is a new song, Carla, called Trouble Is My... Is it my middle name or
Trouble
your?
Trouble Is My Middle Name.
Trouble Is My Middle Name. All right, listen to this. New Whitesnake. Jody is just rocking now.
I know. Jody, horns up, lady. Horns up.
Horns up.
Yeah.
It's probably the only time she's turned up this morning show.
Oh, my gosh. Yes.
That
a lot
is
of people
new.
Like.
That's a clip from the new Whitesnake song.
Yeah.
Trouble Is My Middle Name. And from their forthcoming album, Flesh and Blood.
Flesh and Blood.
A little bit more of that. Yeah.
Man.
Well, we all do. I don't know when this album is dropping.
I will find out the date.
We will do that and post that on our Facebook page, which you can all check out. But there is the brand new Whitesnake song. All right. It's Kansas. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 6:35. A lot of people still waiting for us to give away our pair of Paul McCartney tickets for that second show.
Yes.
That they added in June. We will do that. Tell you how to win after Journey and Wheel in the Sky.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back. And I love them.
Isn't this fun?
On 96.3 KKLZ.
All right. Earlier in the week, we announced a second Paul McCartney show. The one June 29th over at T-Mobile Arena sold out like in minutes.
Yeah.
So Sir Paul McCartney said, you know what? The stuff's going to be set up anyways. Why don't I just do a Friday show?
Well, come in. We're going to be right near there.
And the tickets go on sale for this show Monday at 10 a.m. But you have a chance to win them before you could even buy them. So here you go. All you have to do, this is a Paul McCartney medley.
Mm-hmm.
And all you have to do is identify all three songs by title in order. These are clips of songs at the end. These are
the
Paul
end of songs?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. So these are the end of his songs. So put all together. So identify all three by title in order. Listen closely. Here they are. All right. Can you do it?
I didn't even hear three songs.
Yeah.
I swear to God. There are three songs in there. 702-739-9636. Yeah, write that number down because we're going to get through news, traffic, and weather. The phone lines are on hold right now, but let you work on it a couple of times. Here it is, one more time. J. John, you hear the three songs
now. I hear
now,
yes.
Okay.
And I know the third one.
Well.
Really? Wow. Okay, that's good, though. That's good, John.
John's going backwards. He's going backwards now. All right. Want it one more time? Here it is.
Yes.
All right, 702-739-9636. If you can identify all three McCartney songs in order by title, starting with caller number 9, you have a chance to win those tickets to go see Paul McCartney. Giving you a chance to win those tickets before you can buy them for Paul McCartney. All you have to do is identify the ending of each song by Paul McCartney by title in order. Here's the medley. Not too bad. All right, we have Rick on the phone. And Rick, can you do it?
Well, let me try here. With a little look, My Love and Silly Love Songs.
Yes!
Wow. Man!
Man, you did it.
I was struggling with the second one, but then I had to think about it for a moment, and that's what I thought it was.
And that's the one I thought people would have trouble for.
And I thought it would be the first one.
Yeah, okay.
But you got all three, but most importantly, you got the tickets.
That's amazing. This is probably the last time he'll play Vegas. You never know.
You are going to see Paul McCartney, T-Mobile Arena, Friday night, June 28th. The tickets are from the Calair Cooling and Heating Supplies Closet. By the way, for those other people that couldn't get through, your next chance to win, Larry Martino will have those for you at about 5:35 this afternoon. So make sure you're listening for that. But otherwise, Dan and I will take down some info. And thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Thank you, Mike.
The Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up. It's 7:05. It's Thursday morning, and you and your family could be on your way to Disneyland, giving away family four packs all week. Your first chance to win this morning.
Cool.
Coming up a little bit later on, 8:40, we'll do that. And being Thursday, it's going to be another segment of...
What is it? Thespian Opera.
Are we going to do that again?
Yes, we are, Mike.
I thought we had a good time with that.
We did have a good time with that. And I know our listeners loved it. I know they did.
Except for the one that said, please never do that again.
Yes. Well, you
which
know.
Means please do it again.
Yes.
Of course.
It's been a week.
Me.
You've recovered. It's been a week.
Okay. Looking forward to that then.
So am I.
All right. Sunshine today going to be nice. High in the low 60s. Same for tomorrow. Plenty of sunshine. Maybe a little breezy today.
Yeah.
It's only about 44 outside right now. Just a few things we think you should know to start your day. Carla will have that for you after Cyndi Lauper and Time After Time.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, you know what, Mike? Powerball didn't hit.
Really?
Didn't hit last night. Nope. Nope, it did not. So it's up to almost $500 million now. Almost $500 million.
Oh, by the way, I got a text from Larry.
I saw.
Did you see that?
Yes, I did. Apparently, we didn't win the Powerball.
Well,
now, somebody
don't know.
Got his tickets. Well, no, nobody won it. Nobody won the big one.
Okay.
So now, I don't know if those were for last night's or if that's for Saturday's. I don't know. But we could have gotten maybe five numbers.
Something.
You never know. Four or five numbers.
That's
we could have gotten that.
$1 million.
Yeah.
Well,
so
I told
I'm
Larry
anxious.
To tell the young lady, bring them by this morning.
Yes, I'm very anxious to see. That was Candy. Candy, who got us tickets and let Larry know. So I'm anxious to see if we're walking away with $1 million.
Yeah.
So we might be. We just might be.
And start our vacation a bit early.
Yes. Just in case you were wondering, the number is 69, 36, 45, 47, 18, Powerball, 14.
Oh, those are my numbers.
Oh, then you should have. You can't win unless you play, Morty, me and Mike. You know, you can't win unless you
play.
And I mentioned this to Morty earlier. Researchers in Australia conducted a study to find out if death metal is indeed bad for you.
Oh.
Well, it's not. It's not, and they said specifically it's no worse for you than, like, Happy by Pharrell. So, there you go. Again, horns up, man.
Yeah.
Horns up.
What about Whitesnake?
Yeah.
Horns up.
Love it. I love it.
All right.
Love it. And I mentioned earlier it is National Potato Chip Day. That is one, by the way, of the top five foods that we feel most guilty about eating.
Oh.
Potato chips. That's number five. The others are ice cream, chocolate, candy and cookies.
Yeah.
So, but, you know, it's the closest a lot of Americans will come to eating a vegetable. So, potato chips, maybe not that bad. It is Thursday. A few things you should know.
Mike and Carla Morning Show at about 7:23. And I started thinking about it. This list came out, things that you should have in your car to be prepared if anything should happen.
Yeah.
And as you were running down the list, I come to find out Morty in the same boat is we're both losers. We're not prepared.
You know, I don't. I mean, I maybe because yeah, maybe cause I'm a girl. So I mean, I'll just name a few of them. I mean, I think that are pretty crucial. Obviously, jumper cables. Do you guys have those?
Yes.
No.
You don't?
Mm-mm.
Morty. Water. Bottles of water. A few bottles of water.
Nope.
Flat tire repair.
Nope. I have a spare tire.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the point. Most people, they're so frustrated or they don't know how to use it. Or,
you're talking about the little can and
yeah, fix a flat. Yeah, we'll fix a flat. Like some trail mix or an energy bar or something like that. You keep any of those in your...
I got crumbs on the...
Yeah. It might be a french fryer, too.
This is something I do not have, and I know we should have it. A seatbelt cutter or window breaker.
I have that.
Okay. Okay.
Both? Yeah, I have a pocket knife that has both of them on it.
Yeah, they make the device that has both of them, which I don't have that. A reusable bag. Got one of those like a...
I can make it a reusable bag.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, gloves. Got gloves. I got gloves. No? Okay, baby wipes, something like that.
No. Yes.
Okay, good.
You do?
Yeah.
Good, that's good. A backup pair of shoes, they say you should have in your trunk.
No.
God forbid you get stuck or something like that and no?
Nope.
Let me see. Flashlight.
No. I have my phone.
Okay.
I have a phone.
Yeah, my knife has a light on it.
Right.
Wow, look
a lot
at you.
Of these are because of that. Like if you're somewhere and your phone goes out,
yeah,
you're screwed. You know? Pen and paper?
Yes.
No.
No? Okay, I have that as well. But it's interesting to me what people do have in their car.
That's what we want to find out this morning. What do you have in your car?
Oh, my gosh. I love it. Yeah, what do you have in your car that's whatever. It may be useful.
Right.
Or it may not be useful.
What do you have in your car right now? 702-739-9636. KKLZ Talk and Text Lines powered by Centennial Toyota. Maybe on the list, maybe not. We'll find out. Text or call. We'd love to hear from you. Mike and Carla Morning Show, we want you to join our big team for the Purple Stride event happening on the 23rd. Want more information and to join our team? Text the word purple to 702-739-9636. Stones and Beast of Burden.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
This morning, we just want to know, what do you have in your car? They came out with this list of things you should have in your car to fully be prepared for anything that might happen.
Yeah, none of us are. Well, we're fairly prepared compared to our listeners, I'll tell you that right now.
But we don't have shoes. They say have an extra pair of shoes.
Right.
Flashlight. Which a lot of people, I think, use their phones for.
But again, if your phone dies, God forbid, you're stuck somewhere.
Like a snack bar and all this other stuff.
Yeah, things like that. Wiper fluid, a map. And people say, oh, a map, come on.
You're talking about a physical, old-fashioned map.
Physical, hard copy of a map.
Wow.
Yes. Baby wipes, paper towels, things like that. Bug spray, also, because you never know where you might go out for the day.
Huh.
You know? But, boy, some of our listeners, I do not want to be with them. Mike has a first aid kit, blankets, hand warmers, and duct tape, so that in case I guess it's going to kidnap
somebody.
Yeah, okay.
I don't know if you want to see that in the car on your first date.
Yeah, I know it. Now, this is good. Now, somebody has just Tylenol and Advil, so okay, must be a mom. Sean, a first aid kit, a pillow, and a blanket. Now, Leanne scares me a little bit. She said, hey, Carla, you're right. I am screwed. I just looked. I have an umbrella and some clear nail polish. And I have some Tic Tacs. So I guess when they rescue me, my breath will smell good.
And her fingers will look good.
Yes, exactly.
All right, Chris is on the phone. Chris, what about you?
A card that has roadside assistance phone number.
There you go.
Smart.
Hi, I need a map and I need an extra pair of shoes. Yeah. Can you bring that out?
Yeah.
That pretty much covers everything.
Yeah. Chris, you know they're not a valet service, right? You know they don't just bring you what you need.
And a change of clothes, please,
if
you don't mind.
Yeah.
If I'm broke, they can come get me.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, all that stuff that you were mentioning, I don't know. First of all, where do you put all that stuff?
Yeah. They say it's supposed to be in your trunk, somewhere in your trunk. You get a container, you know, one of those things that you put in
your
trunk.
Yeah, but if I don't have a seatbelt cutter like Chris doesn't have a seatbelt cutter,
right?
How do I get out of my seatbelt to get my stuff?
Exactly. It won't matter because you're just going to sit in your car alone.
Yeah.
No seatbelt cutter. You're going to be stuck.
Oh, boy. It's going to be the saddest story, Chris. Local radio guy dies in car alone.
Oh, no.
All right.
Don't let that happen to you.
He didn't have a seatbelt cutter.
Oh, no, that's too funny. That's too funny.
Have a good day, Chris. Be careful out there.
You too. Thank you.
Deborah, what do you have in your car?
I have some hair rollers.
Hair rollers?
In a pinch.
A straight jacket?
What?
A suit jacket.
Oh, a suit jacket. Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, no hands.
I have some popcorn. A hanger.
Wait a minute. Is the popcorn popped?
No.
Either way, it doesn't matter. I mean, you know, God. But I mean, if there is a movie emergency, you know what? This is your girl.
She is prepped and ready to go.
Yes. Oh my God, that's hilarious.
Have a good day.
Love it.
Okay, bye.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. People still texting in. What's in your car? That's all we want to know this morning to make sure that you are prepared. That you're prepared for anything.
I particularly like this one.
All right, go ahead.
And that is Anthony, who said, I have jumper cables, I have an extra pair of shoes, but I also, for some reason, had an ear of corn in my car and one sock and an iPad. So I don't even know why there was an ear of corn in the car unless that fell out of the bag, you know, on the way home, something like that. Yeah,
I'd want to find out what happened the night before.
Yeah, I know.
Probably game night.
I know. Now, this is really cool. So, Doris says, my mom bought a car cane because she has a hard time getting in and out of the car. Yeah. But that has a light, a blade to cut the seatbelt, the thing to break the window. And so right there, there's half your list. Man. And I'm just thinking, and a cane to get out of the car, that's nice, too. Yeah. You know, those days where you just might need a little extra help, Mike. That's all I'm saying. Spare tire, of course.
Yeah.
Somebody else has paper towels,
bug spray,
and a bag of Werther's.
All right.
So specific.
And Arlo has the yellow pages under his back seat.
Good,
so
just in case. Steve, what about you?
Right now, I got a set of jumper cables and, you know, just some assorted tools, screwdrivers, a few wrenches. And then I'm just here in town. But if I go on vacation, I take a big tool kit with me and the jumper cables, stuff like that, and an actual floor jack. I don't like the jack they put in these cars nowadays.
You are roadside service.
Yeah, you are good,
and
man.
And here's the other thing. I have, you know, I could probably change a flat tire, but with my car, it has a tire key.
Yes, I do.
I'll be honest, I don't even know how that works.
I don't, luckily, I just bought a new car, so everything's in its little slot in the back. I don't really know what it's for anymore, but it's in its little slot.
Right.
So,
same thing, okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, see, he's like the most prepared listener
we've
talked to.
I like that. Wow.
All right, dude, have a great day. Mike and Carla Morning Show. 8:04, it is Thursday morning, and a little bit later on this morning, in fact, this hour, those Disneyland 4-packs to give away. First chance to win, 8:40. We'll do that, and being Thursday, we did this last week. And me.
I know.
Thespian Operatic Theater, so that's coming up at 8:40. And by the way, we have beer coming by this morning. Scenic Brewing Company, right down the street.
Yeah, they're around the corner from us. Yeah, I'll be there tomorrow night from 5 till 7 for their official grand opening. So I hope you can come on by. They got tons of food, tons of, you know, their own craft beers over there. It's going to be a ton of fun.
It's on DI just off Durango in the Bond Shopping Plaza. So they're coming by to say hi. Looking forward to that.
Okay.
Not a big beer drinker, but you know what?
I'll check out for you.
You and Warney. Looking forward to that. Sunshine today going to be nice. Maybe a little breezy. Otherwise, high in the low 60s, about 46 now. Carla will have another take on some entertainment news coming up here in a bit.
Matthew Perry, Chandler, booted out of rehab.
All right, we'll find out more on that and other stories after Cheap Trick.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Matthew Perry tweeted about getting kicked out of therapy last month. He's been in rehab off and on. And now sources say that it's because he was... He was constantly on dating apps, you know, hitting women up. And they said, you know, he needs to be focused on his sobriety and maybe taking it seriously and not trying to hook up, you know.
Well, what's he doing on his phone? I thought they had to turn those phones in when they go in.
It's celebrity rehab therapy, Mike. You know, that. Come on. It's Malibu.
What do I
know? Drum circle rehab. That's what it is.
All right. Well, hopefully he'll be okay.
I hope so. It's not the first time he's been in, so I hope so. Amy Schumer and Lena Dunham kind of bonding over the fact they say that they are just hated. She says it's a pretty specific experience. Most people don't know what it's like to be, be in the social media and, you know, open it up and hear that you are physically, socially, and politically worthless. A lot of people bash on them quite a bit. And, you know, I get it. In this world we live in, one thing can turn into a million things, you know.
On the flip side, you put it out there, you got to be prepared.
Well,
right?
People make fun of Lena Dunham's body. They make fun of Amy Schumer's body.
Things like that
are kind of, you know, really insignificant and make fun of other things, but that type stuff, not so fair. And Ozzy Osbourne says that in a recent magazine, he did, it's called Metal Hammer magazine. He did an interview with them. And he said, quite frankly, he's surprised he lived past 40. He said, if he said to me years ago, how long do you think you'll last? I would have said, I'll be dead by 40.
Yeah.
Says, I've fallen out of life's shafts and windows. I broke my neck. Said there was a time when I died twice on the way to the hospital. Maybe I'm unsinkable.
You and Keith Richards.
Maybe he is. Yeah, I actually think Keith Richards is in better shape than Ozzy, but what does it matter
at this point?
They're both still around, and they're still rocking, for sure.
I miss him yelling, Sharon!
Yeah, I know.
For every little thing.
I know.
Who doesn't?
That show was great. It was a great show. That is my painfully deep take.
Mike and Carla Morning Show. Carla, told you we had beer coming in this morning. The Scenic Brewing Company is here this morning. The new place we were talking about earlier, right there on DI off Durango in the Bond Shopping Plaza. The grand opening is tomorrow night. In fact, Carla, you're going to be broadcasting live from 5 to 7. And in our studio this morning, we have from the Scenic Brewing Company, we have Maria, we have Jamie, and we have beer in the studio.
Yeah, we do.
So let's talk to Maria first, who we both know from Prestige Travel, which owns Scenic Brewing Company, by the way. And Maria, the grand opening is tomorrow. You're going to have Carla broadcasting live from 5 to 8.
And the best part is to get everybody so excited, and with our travel side, of course, with our brewery, you have a chance to actually win a 7-day cruise to Alaska.
That's so cool.
That's awesome.
And also in the studio is the brewmaster for Scenic Brewing Company. Jamie is here.
How's it going, everybody?
Yeah.
And you brought in brew.
I did. Yeah, I brought three of our flagships, our Blonde Ale, our IPA, and our Coffee Stout. Currently, we have five beers, two of which are collaborations. This IPA is a collaboration with Joseph James Brewing Company, actually.
We can edit this if we have to, but do you guys do a root beer by any chance?
We do,
it's
actually.
A hard root beer?
Yeah. Not a hard root beer.
No,
it's
but your own root beer. You do
our
your own root beer.
Yeah.
I don't actually like hard root beers. Right. I know some people do, but oh, man, there's nothing better than homemade draft root beer, man. On tap, so nice. Right on.
Yeah, and myself.
Looking forward to it. Tomorrow night, the grand opening, Scenic Brewing Company on DI just off Durango in the Vaughn Shopping Plaza. Maria, always great to see you.
It sure is, my dear.
Me too.
Yes,
so.
And Jamie, nice to meet you. Welcome to the neighborhood.
Nice to meet you. Thanks for having me.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
All right, here you go. Your chance to win a family four-pack down to Disneyland. This is a family four-pack of two-day, one-park-per-day tickets down to Disneyland from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, plus qualify for a chance to win that two-night stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels and four-day, three-park, or three-day, one-park-per-day tickets for the family of four. By the way, Carla and Morningham going down to Disneyland, going to be broadcasting live on Monday.
Yes, be listening. We will be bringing you all of the sights and sounds, boy.
Very cool stuff. Here you go. We started this last week, and it went over so well.
Yes, it did. We thought, better do it again.
Yes, of course. It's another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your
sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. There you go. It's
I can't even pay attention to the words.
Brilliant.
Arthur.
Yeah.
Or whatever they say.
Bravo.
Both of you in your Viking gear up there singing on stage.
Exactly.
All you have to do is identify that Disney song by title from the lyrics.
That is, yeah. John, are you picturing?
Yeah. You've got on your breastplate.
Yes, exactly.
Mike has a spear and a big hat with horns in it.
Or we look like what was the band? The Doomcoughs.
Up at Mount Charleston. All right, so we got the phones on hold right now. We'll get through news and weather, and then looking for caller number 9 to win 702-739-9636. You know you want it one more time.
Yeah.
Here you go. Listen up.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your
sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. All right.
The saddest part of all of it is I know what it is.
This is what it took. 2 years of this, and this is what it took. Wow. You should do everything in opera.
Yeah. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win that family four-pack down to Disneyland with another segment of Thespian Opera Theater.
I can show you the world, shining, shimmering, splendid.
Tell me, princess, now when did you last let your heart decide?
I can open your
sideways and under on a magic carpet ride. All right, all you have to do is decipher by title that Disney song we're singing. Carla, we have Tim on the phone. Tim, can you do it?
It's a Whole New World.
Yes!
That's it, Tim. Good job. You must have kids.
Don't we all?
I dodged that bullet, Tim.
And so did our producer, Morty.
Yes. Yep.
You said it with such sincerity and love.
I know. Don't we all? Sound tired, Tim.
You know what? This is going to buy Tim a few more extra weekends off. So.
No kidding.
Tim, you got the family four-pack down to Disneyland, plus qualified for that Disney vacation, a two-night stay at one of the Disneyland Resort hotels, and 4 3-day, one-park-per-day tickets for your family. By the way, for those people that couldn't get through, Wendy Rush will have your next chance to win a Disneyland family four-pack at 11:40, so make sure you're listening for that. Otherwise, Tim, hang on the line. We'll tell you how to pick up your tickets. And, of course, thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. A new high-tech breastfeeding gadget for dads.
Yes.
Just debuted at South by Southwest. You strap it on your chest to breastfeed, then it senses when your kid falls asleep.
Okay.
Tracks their eating and sleeping patterns, and you can see it all right there on your phone.
Okay. Sure. Why not? Everything's on our phone.
There you go, Dad.
Can't just look at something and say, oh, look, but no. Okay.
Hold on. I'll be out there for the back nine. I got to breastfeed.
Yeah, hold on. Let me check my phone. Okay.
This is very gross, but thought it would be interesting for those little boys listening this morning.
Oh, no.
New York Times talked to some experts about how the world is becoming too sterile because of things like antibacterial soap. Well, guess what? A doctor they talked to in Denver said it might be a good idea to start picking your nose more and then eating the boogers.
Okay, sure. Your own germs.
Yeah, she didn't give a specific reason for why it could help, but if you need an excuse, now you got one from a doctor.
Yeah, sure. I mean, you sniff and swallow, don't you? Same difference.
That's it.
You know?
By the way, if you drop your food on the floor, she says, you know what? Just like a booger.
I did that last week at a meeting and half the room went, it was a grape. And I picked it back up, wiped it off, and I ate it. The Wendy Rush cheered me on. That's why people get sick, because they don't do enough of that. We got to get our own germs in, you know, immune, become immune to them. You can see how it helped me out.
Just a little health tip for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Morning,
okay? Eat food when you drop it on the floor. You'll be fine. You'll be healthy forever. Fort Worth. Have we not stopped this yet? A Fort Worth, Texas woman. She's suing Olive Garden because she was injured by their stuffed mushrooms, you guys.
What?
Yeah. She says they were negligent, and her attorney agrees because they failed to tell her how hot the mushrooms were.
Oh.
Bit into it, burned her mouth, then it got lodged in her throat. She's suing for $1 million in damages. Now, had I done something like that, I would have just thought I am an idiot and left the restaurant with my tail between my legs.
Stupid
woman.
Because
I'm dumb. Yes, exactly. What do they say? Blow on you do that with Ethan, don't you? Blow on it. It's going to be hot,
But it happens all the time when the server comes to you and says, hey, be very careful, hot plate.
Yes.
And then you touch it just to see how hot it is.
I did that with my tea water.
But I never understood why they would serve a hot plate where somebody can get burned.
Yeah, because it's better than saying, can you take this back because it's cold? No. So they do the hot plate to keep
it warm.
I know. And, this is interesting. Nicholas Pettit is his name. He's a musher in the Iditarod race. This takes place every year up in Alaska. But he had to drop out this week after he yelled at one of his dogs, mush! And his dog said, really? And then the rest of the dogs just said, mm-mm, we're not running either. They just basically went on strike and sat there.
They just sat down?
Yeah.
So the one dog looked, turned his head.
Basically, kind of did the what? And then the rest of them said, done.
Wow.
I held up their little doggy signs and said, strike. Strike. That was it. And he said, you know what? There's nothing I can do.
No, once you mush them and they don't mush.
Yeah, they don't want to run. So, that's it.
Wow,
you know
one
what?
For the dog.
Yeah,
yes.
We're done. And you know, I'm sure he said, and we're going to Hawaii because this cold stuff is ridiculous. It's Thursday. That's your other news.
Tell me something good.
A Texas community turned out to support a local donut business. The owner's son tweeted how sad his dad was because there was such a low turnout for the donut store's grand opening. So Billy, his son, who's like maybe early 20s, tweeted photos of the empty donut shop.
Aww.
And he said, my dad's sad because no one's coming to his new donut shop. And he put the little crying face emoji. Well, it went viral. And it was retweeted about 264,000 times.
Wow.
And then that doubled, and the place was just packed. They sold out of almost everything. And now they have about about a million or so followers because other celebrities also tweeted and retweeted.
That's all you need is celebrities going, come on, let's go to this donut shop.
So he did post a picture and said, just want to update y'all. We completely sold out of donuts. You're all amazing, and I can't thank everyone enough for coming out and supporting local businesses. This means so much to my family.
Well,
so,
that's what it's about, too.
Yeah, it is. Mm-hmm. That's how fast things can go viral.
Yeah.
You know, I nothing I've done has ever gone viral. But
the Thespian Opera Theater might go viral.
I hope so. You know, we posted the live version on our Facebook page.
Yeah.
So I think you should take a look at that. Some people have. I don't know that they'll look or listen again, but you want to do it at least just once.
Once, okay.
Yes.
If you don't mind. And then pass it along.
Yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, as we always say, if you have a good story, know of a good story, or you yourself are a good story, we'd love to hear from you. Just submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3kklz.com. All right. We're getting ready to kick off the 96-minute morning music marathon sponsored by the M Resort and have a getaway any day. New Marquee Rewards members get up to $300 in free play. See Marquee Rewards Center for details. Hey, we found out that none of us on this morning show are really prepared for when it comes to having the necessities in our car to survive, along with a few other listeners.
Right.
It's National Pi Day today.
Yep.
So can we put some of those freebies or great deals on our Facebook page?
Absolutely.
Which you can like and link up with through our website. And boy, does beer taste good in the morning just as it does any other time during the day. Our thanks. Scenic Brewing Company stopping by this morning. Their grand opening tomorrow. You're going to be there 5 to 7 broadcasting live.
Yes, it's going to be a ton of fun. Come on by. A lot of specials. Also, I have it on good authority. We're giving away an Alaska cruise over there.
Wow.
Giving it away. Yeah.
All right.
You want to come on by for that. And listen, if you don't have anything to do tonight, come have some laughs over at Rampart Bonkers Comedy Club.
What time is it?
7 o'clock.
7 o'clock.
Early
it's an early show.
Yeah, your bra will be off by 8:30.
Okay, perfect. Yeah. And loosen the ladies. And
yes!
Free!
Yeah,
free. A lot of people always ask if Carla's doing comedy, when and where. So there you go, tonight. Wendy Rush up next. She will have those tickets. Family four-pack to Disneyland. Make sure you're listening for that. Your next chance to win will be at 11:40.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3kklz.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3kklz.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.